beginning with that, Masechta Bava Basra, Dam Samach Vav, we begin with that. Begin with Masechta, begin with the Gemara, Mekabelas Tuma Bum Kaima, or the Rimaschal is actually the Eini Mekabelas Tuma Bum Kaima. So it's just we're going to say, Matam Noka Gabi Tuma Bum Kaima, why are we specifying that regarding Tuma, that it's significant that it's not going to be Tuma when it's in its place? That is the ain chilik ben mukayma ben shloim mukayma, but there is no difference between if it's in its place or not its place. The olam mechuber is it's not connected, so why would that make a difference? And was just saying it's because it's a yar. On that says Tosef, I'm Rabbi Tam. The shloim mukayma mekabel tam. The reason why when it's not in its place, mekabel tam. Given the mutam leis mukam, because ultimately since now it's being moved from place to place, the domi l'shar kam shabais. Now it's similar to other vessels in the house. And then because of Rabban Tum, the Rabban were geyser, that's a Tum and Tum Asla Chubi, just might get confused. But you're right, really, there shouldn't be any difference. Next test, Matzah, the Kingdom of Zigmar, Rabban Shuti Kaleitz, the Rabban. And flat wooden vessels is different because that Tum is rabbinic. So it's a Tum to say, wait a second, how does this make sense? The Mahanaf, the Chazul, the Midrash says, the wooden boards that are fit to lay on, Iker Tum and Der Yaisa, is actually a biblical Tum. Because the chol matam and midras, anything that has tumah from that could be stepped on and laid on, matam and tumas meis, it has tumah meis. Kavuchem pacham gitan as a kavuchem from a small jug. Kamin and perak kitzur egg like the Gemara says. Baba kavuchem dafchol peyim and beis or perak alayel moment. Bukhar zavul mechazav and aleph. Nami parach also asks ve'ein loy toich if it doesn't have a inside b'kli shetef by metalware midaraisa when it's biblical by kabulit tumahu is it going to receive tumah? But the sack bin has to be similar to a sack. Shani Gemara answers, "Banat the chazal lemedras, one of those that are fit to be stepped on." Okay, so you see that just being chazal lemedras, even if it doesn't have a kli kibble, it's a tumah deraisa. Now, bibeshem shuti kli eitz. Now, if it's other types of flat wooden vessels, the chazal lemedras that's not fit for laying on, then hanefel lemedra bundle mekabel tumah. So those then not even tumah even rabbinically. Mirchem b'shulim, like it's obvious in the beginning, says the shulim of gimel and aleph. Dama that it says about kol shechten, everyone could slaughter. We could slaughter this everything. But for the tamei b'mikdashin, even which is tamei by things which are sanctified. So the Gemara discusses hay tamei. This guy says tamei b'mayi b'hulah. But what did become tamei with? Mishan the Gemara answers kigun shabatik b'kreim mishalkana. Meaning, how are you gonna the vessel itself is gonna become tamei. So it says no. He checks with a rod of a reed, and mishalcha b'ayin you can slaughter with that. So. Even though he's tummy, but he's not making the item that he's slaughtering tummy, because the flat wooden the reed is not mekabel tuma. Because being mekabel tuma drabbanan, if it's mekabel tuma even rabbinically, my mishani, what's the Gemara answering? Chitim, if you're going to say hasam, there is tuma, but the avdo kein kli, it's only because they didn't make the reed like a vessel. Dal karchach airi, but the avdo kein kli. No, it has. It can't say that. It must be that it was made like a vessel because the kachim between the shechita b'kli, because the kachim sanctified carbons need to be slaughtered with a vessel. Because I mean, b'hatayda and menachas al pei beis and beis, v'vikach semecheles that he went and he took the knife, which is something that's a vessel. V'loy tnan m'sach zekelim. We also learned Mishnah in the second parak m'sach zekelim. Ma'isla parak am the Shabbos. Brought in the first parak of Shabbos of design medalf that kli aids. The gear says v'kli or. B'kli etzem, b'kli zchuches, all these boneware and glassware and wooden vessels, pshutim tayrim, their flatware is tarim, kaplan tamim, and the receptacles are tamim. Now, akoch tayrim, I fill them with abanim. Now, obviously, the case that's tahar is even rabbinical, because the kli zchuches, because glassware, I fill them with kablaim, even when it has a receptacle, like a toma elav and abanim, that's only tamim, only rabbinical, like it says within Shabbos. So, obviously, that when we're saying pshutayim, The whole makablim that if has makablim is tummy is only rabbinic. So when they're saying tayrim when pshutim, which one of the cases kliates, is even rabbanan. So how do we understand this case then? The pshan pshut kliates the rabbanan. What's the rabbanan? It's either there is or it's nothing. So pinch rabbein shmos. So the Rashbam explains the vada ain lem tummy. You're right. Most definitely, there's no tummy I fallen even rabbinically. And the maskana like kaimahachi. And you're right. The Gemara at the end does not end up like this. Elmukila b'dav shematechas. Rather, it explains the toma by it's a metal board. That's, you're right, that's like basically the Gemara is not, as anyone's going to fall off of this idea. Now, B'yesh Mefarshim, some explain, B'dav Shal Nachtoimin, that by the board of the bakers, the Avapishuk Shubshutikli, it's even though they're flat wooden vessels, Mekabatum Rabban, they do receive rabbinic tamei. Why? Because they serve man. And regarding things that serve a person, the Darsh B'Tayiz Kainim and Tayiz Kainim Darshan B'Parsha B'Hi B'Yim HaShmini, that regarding a kli, and the Gemara says 8, but regarding a wooden vessel, Yochla Fila Sulam Akoyla B'Chulu Tamalim Kli 8, B'Loy Kol Kli 8, depends which wooden vessel. That'll exclude these cases like a table and a board and these things. Tamalema kol kliyets riba. There's an extra word kol, including all types. Marisal Rabba says, "Hey, what did you see to add these and exclude those?" Tamalema says sack. It compares it to a sack. My sack shem shamish adam, just like a sack serves man. Bes meshamish adam, and those who serve man, avanim arbes hashulchan v'chulos, also include a table, etc. Now, Bal Korcha, obviously, it must be Tomei Kishein Ruin LeMedras, that these items, like a table, which are these flat wooden vessels, are not fit to be laid on. So it doesn't pick like a bed, a chair, or a bench, like only things like a table. And V'habalud Rabbeinu Mikroi, because then it should have included from the Pesukim, the Mishka V'Moshav, from things that you sit on, you lay on, and ubein lam beis kibul ayri, and it must be talking about that there's no receptacle. I mean, like comment from the fact that it doesn't say masak metal tamalavarekam, which is talking about the receptacle part of it, just like a sack is something that's it's moved full and empty. So amli so you see mekabli toma the mekabli toma. Now avkav the mapikul mikro. Although what I mean, how you tell me it's rabbinic when it serves a person? They're learning out their Torah coming from a pasuk. So it's Torah's level smach. That's only an allusion to that. Kamekama drushes the Torah's kind of free, like many drushes in the Torah's kind of free. They'll have el smach. That's only it's rabbinic, but it's just being alluded to from the pasuk. That's what sounds like the more than menachas of tzadik vav and beis. Amr b'yichan and he says l'divri oimer. According to one who says maskeratzay when the tumas the shulchan. That the miskeches is this border that went around the shulchan lamata. He says there was machlekes above or below. That it was the ones who would say it was below. Pirush lamata on the bottom barakla shulchan by the legs of the table, but it was shulchan and not on the table itself. So tavla hamisat peches tameya. So if you have a tablet that could get flipped over, it's tamei. Pirush in other words, the dashinan we expound. It says in the pasuk al shulchan atar the pure table by the base of mikdash. Machal the inference is shu tamei that it could become tamei. Now, according to one who says that the border was on the top, tavla mesapeches tebayi, then you have a question. The hodesh shulchan shel mikdash mekabel tuma, because this that the shulchan of mikdash was mekabel tuma lefi shayu lebeis kibul, because it had a receptacle. That's where the border around made it like it's like a kli kibul. Of tavla mesapeches, but a tablet that could be turned upside down, shein lebeis kibul, where nothing's blocking it. That doesn't have a receptacle to buy, well, that would be a question. Now, if drasha gemurihi, the Torah's kainim, now, if this was a full-fledged drasha, that which we brought from Torah's kainim, samai tibayi, why is it a question? Typically, mikra da hasam, obviously, we know from the pasuk over there. But the smachti says, obviously, that, no, it was just an asmachta. But tavim asapech is mesafkali, and regarding when it could be turned upside down, that was the doubt. Imakabutum adreisa. If it's going to receive the biblical tumah, because the Bereshit Kodesh has, like the way Rashi explains it, with the Mishum Nadif and Mishab Shute Kleitz, because it's better than a regular flat wooden vessel. If you're Rosh Tamash, but Mishneh Tzadim, because ultimately you could use them both sides. But one that says there was an abadim, it's tamei from the Sibatar, from the fact that it says that this was tar, obviously in general, that would be tamei. Baal Kapanim, that's how Tais answers the question. That this Tumah Derabanan is because Mishamshei Adam. Next Tais Master begins with the Gemara Machlal the Shibud Reisa. So the inference is that from the fact that you're answering, we hear that the Reisa before that of the Psul of Shiva of the drawn water must be the Reisa. Says Tais Rashbam Rabbeinu Tam of Farshi. They both explain. The kule shav, if it's all drawn waters, have a deraisa. That's biblical. It's invalidation. Mavim raya, and they bring a proof in the time between kainim. There's a brayse of a parshas v'hiya emeshmini mikvim ma'im yitar, that the gathered water will be pure. Now yochel milvik seifa, you would think even if you draw it by shoulder v'asa mikva betchila, and you initially go ahead and make a mikva to continue to amadeis. Yetar, that it would also still be purification water, is Tamalim, that says in the Pasuk, ach, however, mayin, the bar, mikveh, mayim, yetar, that a spring or a pit of gathered water will be pure. So it's comparing the two cases. My mind, just like a spring, bidei shemayim, is not done by human intervention. It's done naturally. Af mikveh bidei shemayim, so too a mikveh has to be done through the hands of heaven. So you see that from a pasuk that mayim shuvim is possible. But v'yesh l'tchiz, you can reject it. That's machti, because it's just an illusion. Kama drasha teres kainim, like we said before, that's many drashas in teres kainim that are asmachti. Now, the oy may be rai Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is another proof. The Tam is septic mikvois. The Perek Beis in the second Perek, Mishnah Dal, Rabbi Lezer Omer says, Revius betchila peisos mikvah. A revius, when you're in the starting of the mikvah, is, it could be possible even just a revius haloi. B'shleish lugan apnei hamayim, but it's going to take three lugan, let's see, which is 12 times that amount of water on the surface of the water at the end. Now, the machlis says from the fact that the mayim shuvim is more stringent in the beginning than at the end. Shemame, the inference is the betchila poisim adereisa. There must be that in the beginning. That's a biblical invalidation. But it says v'yishit l'tzvayzi rejected. The other achmir b'lezer betchila b'revius. This the b'lezer was more stringent with a revius if it's in the beginning when you're making the mikvah. Shem revius who shared tefila because revius is significant. It's the measurement of immersion of lamechtem l'tzenayif asavu. So now it's the minimum mikvah of when you're tabling needles and little forks. Okra yeshim psul mikvah lemon. Therefore, it already has an invalid name of mikvah on it from the beginning, but not because it's biblical. Now the reading there, according to Riyah, appears that philo kulei shov, that even if all of the water is drawn, that is only drabon. It's only a rabbinic invalidation. Can mash matisefta the mikvois, like we learned titanya beperik sheni, second parak of the price of mikvois. It says mikvah shenich reken. If a mikvah was left empty, aba you come back a matzay mala and you find it full with water, kasher it's valid. Why? Nishas safik mayim shuvim the mikvah. It's a doubt regarding if it was the water was drawn for the mikvah. Now says the Ri, when the kamachshalei zem misafik, and from the fact that it's being validated out of doubt, shemamina obviously because even the kulishav even was all drawn must be its own rabbanan. It's rabbinic and you say safik rabban lekula. Now, like maybe cannot say the lab bekuli shavai. It's not talking about where it's all drawn. Like shahayi by mayim, there was water. Achshay chasid just was missing. Then, if that's the case, Avlamei Meir should have said shenichu chasid that it was left lacking. The reken mashma legami reken. The empty sounds totally empty. Shahayi by mayim, called there was no water at all. Vaydam Yerusha says beperikam de besachon the bezayin of base. Kavim mashkin base mitpachaya by the beverages, by the liquids that were there by the slaughtering house in the base of Migdash. Bekalim tameim. Those liquids in the vessels are tamei bekarkatayim. Those in the ground are tar. Farshas and the Gemara explains over there the bekarkatayim. The reason why those vessels in the ground are tar are mishum dechazik latol ben mechata metzenayis, because they could even table in them mechata metzenayis these needles and these small little forks. Now says to us amaseisi for the kulishav that even if it's all drawn water chazik lahatol boy that you could. Table in it because the Bishav Mayri, there is Tomah by drawn water in the mouth of Menkim Lekarka from the fact that we differentiate between if it's in the vessel or in the ground. Because the Stam Mashkin Basim at Bechaya, Nama Shubinim, in general, all those liquids were all drawn water. There wasn't any rain water over there. Rashba Dechada, the Rashba rejects this. The Achikama. The Gemara was saying it there over this, Bekelim Tmeim Pirish. Shahoyi became that they were in vessels. Avigav the hashtei in Bekarki, even though now it's in the ground. Lafisha yeshuvim, and since they were drawn Bekarka in the ground, Shlahoyim oilam bekelim. I mean, lafisha yeshuvim, and because they were drawn Bekarka shleim with bekelim, that is to hire. But you don't see anything regarding the mayim shuvim are going to be okay. But Rabbi Moshe mefant visa. He's daicha. He rejects, and he says the avagav the shiva derayisahi. Even though drawn water is biblically invalid, but karka tar, this that says that it was in the ground is tar mishum she'efsher, because it's possible that, well, the gears is she'efsher. It's not possible below mshocha that there was no water being drawn on the ground. That is the chinaflim and akli liritz. But when it falls from the vessel onto the ground, she'chalaka, which was smooth. Since it's smooth ground, it moves a little bit on the ground. This is like when you have drawn water, which it gets extended, it flows by itself after it falls out of the bowl, before it falls into the mikvah, the chair, then it's kosher. That's why it's okay. But I come to Tamur and the Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Loi Machsha Hamshacha, that doesn't validate Hamshacha, Eliki Ika Chaf Aleph Sab B'Mikvah. It says Hamshacha is only if you had at least a simple majority of 21 out of the 40 Sab was already valid watered. Says Taisus Efshat Ein Rabbana. Maybe that's rabbinically a requirement. And here it's where it's a suffix, so therefore here we go, Lakula. Then it says, but then maybe you're going to say, we understand if you say all of the water is drawn, that's a biblical invalidation. So we can understand why, since it's deraisa, Rabban made a related gzera that three lugan of drawn water is going to be possible. Meaning if all of shuvim is psul, so rabbinically they say even three lugan. Because in case you do the whole thing with drawn. But after Bishleisha Lugan Gazra, and they specifically made a gzeir with three Lugan, Shein, Ruin, Lechitza, Sudden, because that's the amount that's fit for a person to bathe with. Because I'm reading Perikam the Shabbos, like it says in the first Perikam the Shabbos, Avidah, Manav, Betchilo, Hitev, Mamaghi, Schuchim, in the beginning they would immerse in foul smelling cave water. And it's not Gabem, Gim Lugan, Mayim, Shu'uvim, Bechul, and then they would like wash themselves afterwards to get off the bad smell with three Lugan, Mayim, Shu'uvim. Therefore, we said that's the amount that will make a person tame because they might confuse the two things. But you see that three lugan is the amount that person bathed himself, and therefore that's why they made that gzeir with that amount of water. Now that's all makes sense if shuvim is psul d'oraisa. Aval ikul shov d'rabban. But if even all the water is drawn, it's only rabbinic. And my gazer kol b'shuvim. So why did they make this gzeir with three lugan of shuvim? Yeshem says the gzeir is gzeira. It's a rabbinic decree shemihitvul b'kli that you might immerse in a vessel. The dumya demayin amarachmano, where the Torah says that it's similar to a spring, shem bekarka, which is in the ground. So meaning that they made it only because you might come to table in the kli. And that is what the Torah says, that no, it has to be similar to a mayin, which is in the ground. That's why they made the gzera of Sheba, which is done through a vessel, even though now it's on the ground. If we let you do mayim shu'uvim, which is drawn through a vessel, you might come to actually table in the vessel itself. From that case of the mikvah that was left empty and you found it full, that it's kasha, Amar Rashba, the Rashba says the Adrab, to the contrary. Yesh lechich, he actually proved the opposite of what they were trying to say. The kulash of their rice, it actually, not like they wanted to say, oh, you see, obviously it's rabbinic because it's something drab on the kula and that's why it's okay. No. There you can see it's biblical because the Gitani, we learned kasher. Why is it kasher? It says something mamish uvim. The words of the Gemara are because it's a doubt regarding drawn waters. Now cheskes hamikvah ksheres. The reason why, because we presume that mikvah is kasher. So adam in oise mikvah el litvul boy, because a person only makes a mikvah to tevel and to immerse in. Many malos saying mistam mamish shuvim. Then we presume that no, it wasn't filled with drawn waters. El mamim shem litvila, only with waters that are kasher litvila. Ah, so mashmas only dafka mishum chazaka with the kasher. It's because of the chazaka, the presumption that the person did it for the right way, that's his kasha. La vachei pasal, if not, it would be invalid. Because it's regular derais lachum, because actually the doubt of a biblical halacha would be stringent. And today you should know this, because the Gitani Sefer, the Sefer teaches over the tzina mekaleach lemikvah. If you have a pipe that's pouring into a mikvah, the machteshes nesun betzidai, and you have the machteshes, the grinder on the side. Slavik min atzina lemikvah, you're not sure, did it go from the pipe to the mikvah? Slavik min machteshes lemikvah, maybe it came from the machteshes to the mikvah. Possible it's invalid. Because the invalidation proves. Now, but if there's a majority of mikvah already kosher, because there's a doubt regarding drawn waters, the mikvah to the mikvah. Now, from the fact that we see that only when you have roiv mikvah, then they say it's kosher out of doubt. When there's no roiv, possible it's invalid. Because when the majority is drawn, well, that's biblical, and therefore you're not going to go with the suffix lakula. But Tanya Asim also, Bryce teaches over there in Halacha Hey, Shnei Mikvais. So you have two Mikvais, Echad Shav, Echad Kasher. One is drawn water, one's Kasher. But Tal Be'echad Mehen, and he immerses one of them. Mituma Chamura, from a severe Tuma, Vasa Tyrus, and he gets engaged with, he deals with things that are Tyrus. And then Tuluya, so they're suspended. Now, Medlay Mitar Misafik says, again, the Rashba. And the fact that we don't say it's Tamar Misafik, obviously you see Kulishav Dereisa, that because when it's all drawn, it's biblical. Baharai is Lenir Levi, but the proofs are not don't find favor to the Ri. And Oid Herich Rashba, and the Rashba is further lengthy about it. Voidam and Reintam, also Reintam says that after the mikvah chaser, specifically by a mikvah that's missing. Place of Mayim Shuvim, only then does drawn water invalidate. Of mikvah shalim, But by a full mikvah, all the drawn waters in the world, ain poisim ma'isa, does not invalidate it. Bereshava calls the Radayas, and there he writes proofs, being mesetzes mikvahis, being laharach, and we're not going to be lengthy about this. Bechta b'raya achas, I'll write one proof, that non halsa perik shishi, Mishnah within the sixth parag says, be'elyon mem saw, the upper mikvah had 40 saw, but tachten ain klom, and the low one doesn't have anything. So ma'ala b'kesef, you could draw water with the shoulder, but listen, be'elyon, you can pour into the upper one, that she'ed b'tachten mem saw, until it overflows to the low one, 40 saw. Mashba sounds like Abish Shreb Mam Shubim, even though the majority is drawn waters. A nifsel does not become invalidated. Kim Shay Shalom, because it was originally full. Because the Yavsha, it's not possible in Lay Nasan Be'el Yinayasim Abam Saw, if you don't put in to the upper one more than 40 Saw, to get to the lower one, and obviously if you're drawing, so even though you can have majority more than the 40 Saw, to get from the upper one down to the lower one, that it should also fill up 40 Saw, which you had drawn water, it doesn't make a difference, since ultimately it first had. The right amount, it will not become pasul anymore.